A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samander UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation, I'd like us to consider the word of God from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 8, verse number 3. The scripture says, "And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee to know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We live by the word of God. Do not forget, God created the heavens and the earth by his word. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 through to 3. And also we understand in Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 2, that we understand through faith that the words were framed by the words of the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 1 and in verse number 3, the Bible says, God sustains the creation by the words of his power. He upholds what he has created by the word of his power. And so the word of God is very powerful. And as a matter of fact, you must understand that no matter how long a man has been in church, he has not started to truly live, and he cannot experience the miracle working power of God until he finds a revelation of God's word. There is the need for you to find the revelation of God's word in order to truly live and maximize the power of God's presence. Do not forget, miracles happen. The atmosphere for miracle is created when the presence of God is clear. The presence of God, the presence of the Spirit of God, the presence of the Word of God, and faith in your heart. So you must find the Word of God if you anticipate any miracle or blessings in your life. It is important for you. If I want to see the miracle working power of God, I must be attentive. My heart must be opened. My eyes must be opened to catch a revelation of God's word. In the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter number 15, verse number 16, the word of God says, Jeremiah speaking said, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was to me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart." It is important for you, dear listener, to constantly locate the word of God for your change and for your transformation. We have said that the miracles of God are conveyed to a man via the word of God. The word of God is a conveyor of the miracles of God. So Jeremiah said, "Your words were found, and I ate them up, and these words became the joy and the rejoicing of my heart." Do not forget, rewards in blessings, in miracles, in signs and wonders, these are rewards. But these rewards can only come when you have found the word of God. What am I saying? Rewards come when you have found the word of God. Rewards in miracles, in blessings, in signs, in wonders, in the manifestations of God. Do not forget, we are trusting God for the revelation of God, for the manifestation of God, for our personal and experiential knowledge of God in our lives. What will make this happen is the word of God, the word of God. So rewards in every dimension are possible only when you locate the word of God, when you find the word of God. In Proverbs chapter number 24, verses 13 and 14, the word of God says, "My son, eat thou honey because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectations shall not be cut off." There will only be reward when you have found the knowledge of wisdom. When you have found the word, that is when there will be reward. And so the revelation of the word of God, when the word of God becomes a rhema to you, in other words, when you have found it, that is when there will be a reward. My prayer is that the word will be found by you, and there will be great reward in your life and in your destiny. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is potent. The Bible says it is sharper than any two-edged sword. Every situation responds to the word of God. No matter how bad a man's situation is, that situation responds to the word of God. Don't forget, the word of God created all things in the first place. And so, situations of life and destiny must of necessity respond to the authority of the word of God. Lazarus was dead and was already 4 days in the grave. And as a matter of fact, beginning to decompose. He was already decomposing. He was already stinking. The situation of Lazarus was a stinking situation. The case was a stinking one. I don't know what your case is, what your situation is, but if you can find the word of God, no matter how bad that situation is, it will respond positively to the word of God. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." The stone was taken away. And Jesus said, "Lazarus, come forth." And the Bible tells us, "And he that was dead came out." He heard the voice of the word of God, and he came out of the grave. Why was this so? John chapter 5, verse 25 tells us, Jesus was speaking. He said, "Verily, verily, I say to you that the time is coming, and now is, when the dead in the grave shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." Every dead situation that is exposed to the word of God will come back to life. And that is why I recommend that you constantly expose yourself to the word of God. The word of God is quick. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It brings to life every dead situation. Whatever is in the grave, the word of God brings it out of the grave and injects new life, new hope into that dead situation. That is what the word of God makes happen. The word of God also causes a man's health to spring forth when it is exposed to the word. When your health is exposed to the word of God, it causes that health to spring forth, to bounce back. It is my prayer that your health will spring forth speedily by reason of the word of God in the name of Jesus. When a business is also exposed to the word of God, that business will thrive. And so your business will thrive by the word of God. In Luke chapter 5, verse 1 through to 7, Jesus, after preaching with the boat of Simon Peter, asked Simon to launch out into the deep for a catch. Simon, who had toiled all the night, responded that it wouldn't make sense to embark on such a venture. But he said, "Nevertheless, because you said it, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down my net." And when he did, he recorded a kind of miracle that he had never recorded before. His dying business came back to life at the instance of the word of God. That is the power, the potency of the word. Little wonder then that Paul the apostle said to the Philippian elders, "I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." The word of God will build up. The word of God will give you an inheritance among the sanctified. The word of God will bring your business back to life. The word of God will cause your earth to spring forth speedily. The word of God will make impossibilities possible. The word of God will bring every dead situation out of the grave. When you find the word, there shall be a reward. Your season of reward is here. Just locate the word of God for your situation. Let's embark on a search with a view to finding the word today and always. In your personal study, make it a personal expedition to locate the gems and the treasures in the word of God. Find the word and eat the word, and the word will prosper you. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and say, "Father, let there be a revelation of your word to me. As I search the scriptures, let me find your word. Let the word be revealed to me in the name of Jesus." Lift up your voice and pray. "Father, I pray that the word will be revealed to me as I search the scriptures, and give me understanding of your word in the precious name of Jesus." Lift up your voice and pray. "Let everything that may be dead in and around my life, destiny, family, and business come back to life at the instance of the word of God in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Let every dead thing hear the word of God and come back to life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to speak life to your situation, to your business, by the word of God. When the business of Peter had the word, it lived. Begin to speak the word and declare, I speak life by the word of God into my business, into my health, in the name of Jesus. I speak profit to everything around me by the word of the living God, in the name of Jesus. I speak prosperity to all my endeavors by the word of God, in the name of Jesus. I speak advancement into my destiny by reason of the word of God, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I proclaim life upon you by the word of God. And I declare that you, as you find the word of God, there shall be a reward. There will be transformation. There will be change. There will be life. There will be health. There will be healing. There will be advancement in your life, in your destiny, in your business, in your finances, and in all that you do, in the precious name of Jesus. The word will produce great results in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree a divine and total turnaround to every situation, in the precious name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. It's day 4 of 10 days at Shiloh. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for two great meetings today. 6 a.m. We're commanding our heavens to open at the Shiloh Morning Blessings. The blessings of God will be upon your life, your business, and all your endeavors. Again, at 5:30 p.m., we're coming to receive the word of life again and to pray. So 6 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. today at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join either or both of these meetings on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious week, and the Lord bless you.